You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Damon Falk, a well-published poet who has traveled and lived throughout the West. Falk's books, a poetic novella, and two volumes of poetry were brought out by the grassroots publishing house Shechem Press. His reflection begins with the premise that the West is always begging us to look, and to look intently. The mountains, the deserts, the meandering rivers, Falk tells us, are constantly extending an invitation to observe. He writes,
"Almost every evening for a dozen years, I drove to a cemetery on the rim of a long plateau cut with narrow canyons. As the sun went down, I could see a number of these canyons. I often wondered how many people knew of them and what else they could see. I did not understand then why I came to the cemetery. I didn't know a soul there. I never saw another person leave flowers or read a grave marker or even pause long enough to say hello or simply to wait. The place was quiet, and I was barely a man. I believe now that I was learning to look. In the West, a person wants to look. There is grandeur, and people expect grandeur. But to look well, we learn, we must stop. In that cemetery, then, invisible to almost anyone who passed, was where I stopped. It was not a place to take a deep breath or to gasp with an expected wonder at another view. Rather, the cemetery was a place to let go of breath, to disappear. So picture an ordinary young man standing with his hands buried in his pockets. He is facing west. The world up close is divided into crops, and beyond the crops are canyons and a stranger country still. The sun is near the horizon and bringing this other world into itself. And everything is silent here while he waits. While we wait."
We're pairing Falk's reflection with one of his own poems called Dove Creek. That title refers to a place in the desert where Damon's father used to take him as a child to visit an ancient village to look for fragments of the past.
It's in these desert surroundings where Falk first watched and absorbed his father's practice of deep observation. Looking for and finding a fragment among ruins, he celebrates the presence of ancient peoples on the land.
Dove Creek. I know how my father picked through the desert looking for ruins. I know the golf clubs he carried to ward off snakes, swinging them through sage and dens made uneasy in their own shadows then. All for a bird point or pottery piece charred with markings of the Anasazi who first fired them. There was my father, hunched over a cache of stones, sorting them out like so many bones, and discarding all but the one thin flake that he held up for me to see. Just this one blade, chipped and notched along its center. My father, grinning then, with his club off to the side, and the one flake held high in his shaking hand.
A poem by Damon Falk.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and the Western Heritage Center, a place to reimagine the cultures of the American West.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.